The following article is from Kids Health. What to do about a fever, high temperature. Parents might worry when a child's temperature rises, but a fever itself causes no harm, and can actually be a good thing. Often, it's the body's way of fighting infections. What are the signs and symptoms of a fever? A child who has a fever might be fussy, uncomfortable, warm to the touch, flushed, sweaty. What can I do about a fever? Call the doctor's office if your baby is younger than 3 months old with a temperature of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit, 38 degrees Celsius, or higher. If you can't reach the doctor, go to the ER. It's best to keep a child with a fever home from school or childcare until their temperature has been normal for at least 24 hours. If your child is uncomfortable, here are some ways to ease symptoms. Offer plenty of liquids to avoid dehydration. Give acetaminophen or ibuprofen based on the doctor's recommendations. Do not give aspirin to your child or teen as it's linked to a rare but serious illness called Reye syndrome. Never use rubbing alcohol or cold baths to bring the fever down. Dress your child in lightweight clothing, and cover with a light sheet or blanket. Let your child eat what they want, but don't force it if your child doesn't feel like eating. If your child also is vomiting and/or has diarrhea, ask the doctor if you should give a children's oral rehydration solution, also called oral electrolyte solution or oral electrolyte maintenance solution. Make sure your child gets plenty of rest. Get medical care if your baby is younger than 3 months old, has a temperature of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit, 38 degrees Celsius, or higher. An older child has a fever and looks sick, develops a rash, has lasting diarrhea and/or repeated vomiting, has signs of dehydration, peeing less than usual, not having tears when crying, less alert and less active than usual, has a fever for 5 days, has a medical problem like sickle cell disease or cancer. Can fevers be prevented? All kids get a fever from time to time, and in most cases they're back to normal within a few days. The key is to make your child as comfortable as possible until the fever passes, and get medical care when needed. Medically reviewed by Melanie L. Pritton, M.D. Date reviewed, January 2023. Thank you for listening to this Kids Health audiocast. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. If you need medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, consult your doctor. This audiocast is copyrighted by Kids Health and the Nemours Foundation. All rights are reserved. Visit www.kidshealth.org for more.